I rise today in support of my amendment to defund the National Endowment of Democracy. We've learned that this organization has engaged in global censorship, domestic propaganda, and regime change politics. It has worked to crush populist movements, fuel color revolutions, and run off-the-books operations with plausible deniability.
Hardworking Americans shouldn't be forced by their government to contribute to causes that they find repugnant. And yet, stunningly, 81 Republican members of the House of Representatives voted with all the Democrats tonight to keep that funding stream going.
Raw, unfiltered treason, and why that is, becomes apparent when we reveal the architects behind this soft coup. Investigations spearheaded by Data Republican and Mike Benz have ripped the veil off of the new pluralists.
This is CIA Director Bill Casey. Obviously, we, the CIA, should not get out in front of the development of such an organization, nor do we wish to appear to be a sponsor or advocate. Nevertheless, the need appears real, and I believe our national fabric for dealing with many issues and problems be well served by the creation of NED.
Led in part by figures like Stephen Hines, president of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Hines spilled the beans, laying out their blueprint to reinvent American governance from the ground up through the new pluralists.
We went on a listening tour, and we listened to Americans in 50 communities across this country in very diverse settings and with very divergent points of view. And we came away from that convinced that our democracy needs not only to be reformed, but really, in a way, reinvented, reimagined for the kinds of challenges we face in the 21st century.
That unholy 2017 alliance of Soros, Koch, Rockefeller, Ford, and other elite foundations pumping billions into a so-called bridging divides scam.
We have proof that NED actually was a part of deplatforming President Trump, which I don't think the president would take kindly to Republicans supporting this efforts.
Let me tell you where your tax dollars are really going. Where they have been going is to pressure advertisers to demonetize and suppress American political speech by naming the 10 riskiest sites to include the New York Post, the Federalist, Newsmax, The Blaze, The Daily Wire, Real Clear Politics, Reason, One American News Network, The American Spectator, and the American Conservative. Mr. Speaker, 98% of the political donations coming from the National Endowment for Democracy go to the Democrat Party. This is your taxpayer dollars paying for socialists and communists to subvert the American system.
What sounds like feel-good civic education, national service, election reform, and trusted information is really a full-spectrum soft coup. A coup infiltrating schools to crush populism.
We also partner with institutions at Stanford and more than 100 organizations working on the front lines of this national challenge.
The real problem here is when Trump won in 2016, this same foreign policy establishment that was set up in large part to wage the Cold War found a new global menace, which was the global rise of populist parties.
You suddenly have an entire sort of industry of open source intelligence analysts emerge who some of them then go to work for platforms directly. Some found their own research groups. Some are based in universities. Some work in the private sector. Some in the nonprofit. But they're all hunting for, you know, online, you know, disinformation campaigns, troll farms, just other forms of digital propaganda.
This engineered uniparty convergence shreds the old left-right lines to serve supranational overlords, targeting outfits like Turning Point USA as threats, cozying up across the aisle for technocratic priorities like social justice mandates and centralized information warfare, and quietly capturing institutions in a slow-motion subversive overthrow where Congress is wielded like a disposable tool. Time is slowly running out to wake up before their $33 billion a year, 215,000 employee machine dismantles the last shreds of American sovereignty in favor of a managed post-populist dystopia, commonly known as the New World Order. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sorter, unfortunately still live from the People's Republic of Minnesota. I think at some point here within the next few days, I will technically, legally be considered a resident of Minnesota. I am not proud to say that in the least. You know, last week when I was on the show, I was saying hopefully I'd be live from back home in D.C. again, but that's definitely not the case, because what's happening out here is the situation is continuing to devolve. It's not getting better. It's not calming down. And even though it is now in, I believe it is a grand total of, here, I'll tell you for sure here in a second. And of course, it's not going to tell me right off the bat here. Oh, yeah. Okay. There we go. Yeah. It is 5 degrees out here currently, right now in the People's Republic of Minnesota. And President Trump obviously has been threatening to potentially invoke the Insurrection Act if Governor Tim Walz didn't do anything and just continued to let federal agents be assaulted and their operations be impeded. And quite frankly, just the total chaos, putting an end to the chaos that's going on outside the federal facility here in Minneapolis. And let me give you guys a little bit of an update on that. So last night out there, because you had situations like this happening. Actually, I'll show you this first. Because these protesters were getting so, I say protesters, let's put that in air quotes, folks, getting so brazen to the point where they're literally driving their trucks and parking them in front of the federal facility, which is pretty wild, and blocking people from coming in and out. I just had the clip number. Now I lost it again. Oh, yeah, number 19, guys. Roll that clip. They decided that the DHS agents got fed up with these little antics and decided to do a little commandeering, which is oddly satisfying.
Take the flag off! You fucks!
Obviously, this made the anti-ICE rioters pretty upset. This guy was also arrested as well. He was arrested. He's now in federal custody for obstructing federal operations. This is fun to watch, and it's like, oh yeah, that's awesome. They commandeered a pickup truck. It's kind of cool. But I want to go to what's actually been going on out here. The worst part about it was yesterday. It got particularly bad when you had these terrorists beating an a pro-ICE supporter out on the streets of downtown Minneapolis
beating. They took a flagpole that had been sharpened at the end. That's what they do. They did a similar thing to Katie Davenport. So here's a video right here. And you'll see that this guy just instantly starts bleeding profusely because he essentially got stabbed with a rod that they had sharpened at the end to honestly try and either brutally harm this guy or kill him. And they don't have any fear out here about killing people or brutally assaulting people like me or Cam Higby, who we're going to have on the show here in just a little bit, or this guy, who, I mean, you can see in the video, I mean, the blood pouring out of his head. Nobody is coming to support him in terms of, like, Minneapolis PD. They just didn't bother showing up, as is usual out here at this point. And as I said, it's just the situation is continuing to devolve. I mean, what more has to happen? Does somebody literally have to die before the Insurrection Act is invoked? I know we have 1,500 troops on standby, and we'll get to that here in just a little bit. But what else do we have to see? What else needs to be done? They've broken into the federal courthouse. They've constantly been obstructing ICE operations out here. ICE has to dedicate, ICE and Border Patrol have to dedicate a huge amount of resources to just protecting their own facility and protecting their own people, that they have to, that it obviously it's going to hamper deportation activity. There aren't enough agents to continue on with this. And that's why you gotta have troops involved. And I mean, I know that Tim Walz has deployed the National Guard out here. You've seen a few of them, a few National Guard Humvees sitting on the ramp to an interstate. Clip number 12, guys. And they also, I don't think we have a clip queued for this one, but they put these guys, actually, yes, okay, you can see them in the background there. The National Guardsmen that are walking up, they put them in high visibility jackets, right? Because Tim Walz wants to make sure that you only assault federal agents instead of assaulting his National Guard troops. You have permission from Tim Walz to assault federal agents, but don't do it to the guys in the high visibility jacket. He specifically said that they were putting National Guard troops out here in these high vis jackets so that you could differentiate them from federal agents. So, I don't know, even with all of that, this video was taken before what went on downtown yesterday, where Jake Lang, whatever you think about him, doesn't even matter. I mean, he has the right to exercise his First Amendment without being murdered in the street. National Guard didn't respond to that. They didn't help. They were nowhere to be found. I don't even know what they're doing here at this point. I mean, the only reason that I can see them out here is just so that it makes it more difficult for President Trump to nationalize or federalize the National Guard out here in Minnesota, because Tim Walz is going to go to whatever activist judge he can find and say, oh my goodness, you know, no, we don't need Trump to nationalize or federalize the National Guard. We've got it under control out here. We have the National Guard. I've got control over the National Guard. And then he'll end up getting an immediate injunction to stop President Trump from being able to do so. So it looks like it's all a show with the National Guard out here. Nobody in their right mind believes that Tim Walz is an effective commander-in-chief. No faith in that system at all. And even today, we haven't seen any of them out here. I don't know if we have enough time for this clip. Actually, you know, we'll roll clip number four, guys. Stephen Miller has come out. Obviously, he's pretty close to the president, accusing Tim Walz and Mayor Fry of insurrection. And I'd say that's a pretty accurate term to use for this one. Go ahead and roll that clip, guys.
Yes, well, sanctuary cities are jurisdictions that shield and shelter criminal illegal aliens from deportation. So, for example, in Minneapolis and Minnesota, when an illegal alien commits a crime and is deportable, and can and should be removed from the country. The city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota prevent ICE from arresting and deporting the offender, even when they are charged or convicted of heinous crimes, including crimes against women, crimes against children, crimes of violence, and instead they release them back onto the street where they can continue to reoffend. So ICE, over and over and over again, goes out into the community to find and arrest these fugitives who have since committed additional egregious crimes after they were released by Frye and Waltz and Ellison. These are acts of insurrection against the laws of the United States and against the sovereignty of the United States. Foreign illegal aliens who broke into this country, who then raped children, who committed human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, protected, shielded, sheltered, coddled, defended at every level by the leadership in Minnesota. And then when ICE goes out to...
Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, know me for a long time, said, sure, he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in.
Because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue, and then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah, I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimethylene Blue, thealexjonesshow.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, it was like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in, and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time, the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that, you know, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because... It's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'll be like a restaurant. I'm going to serve dog to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
All right, we are back. The InfoWars Sunday briefing live here from the People's Republic of Minneapolis once again. And this time we are joined by somebody that was with me earlier this week in that video that you may have seen. We'll play it here in a few minutes of the attack on my Jeep in the in the streets outside the federal facility. Cam Higbee, independent journalist and a good friend of mine. Welcome to the show, Cam. How's it going? Are you warm? I don't even know where you are right now. I don't know if you're in a hotel or if you're outside, but I guess we're about to find out. Hey, you're in a warm hotel for once. Sounds good.
Yep. For once.
Yeah, so I was just curious, your opinion. You were there yesterday, and the first segment I was playing the videos that came out of this event downtown that I believe it was originally hosted by Indivisible. That's who's been doing a lot of these big they typically end up devolving into violence in some way, shape, or form. That seems to be the trend. And that also happened to be the case yesterday. Tell us a little bit what happened down there. What led up to this, where you have Jake Lang had his head, I saw you post a picture of it. He had a big gash in the back of his head. I believe he had to get stitches. And then you had another guy with just blood rushing down from the side of his face. What led up to that?
Yeah, and those weren't even the only examples of near murders that happened yesterday. So Lang held his event. It's been planned for a long time. He's been planning this event here long before Renee Nicole Good was ever killed. And so Lang showed up, and there's already this crowd there. They surround him. It's like 3,000 people. And they're throwing water balloons at him, shooting him with paintballs, super soakers. They're throwing flagpoles at him, rocks, bricks of ice, stuff like that. You know, even before they got him in the back of the head, his face was just covered in bumps, gashes, cut, scrapes, stuff like that. And whether you agree with Lang and his tactics, which I tend not to, he wasn't violent. He was peacefully sharing his opinions, which are, of course, a lot of people don't like, but he has a right to do that without being killed. Eventually, he was ripped off that window recess that he was standing on at City Hall, by the way, which if there was one place that MPD would be, I would expect it to be at City Hall, but they were, of course, nowhere to be seen. And when I say nowhere to be seen, I mean I did not see a single MPD officer anywhere, and I drove around the city during this event after Lang was chased off. So Lang was chased off, brutally mobbed, attacked in the head. I believe he had to get 5 staples for that gash in the back of his head. I think you could see his skull. And after that, he ended up fleeing in a vehicle. The protests broke into pockets around the downtown area where several other people were attacked and almost killed, the one you mentioned with the flagpole. But then there was another group of tech workers that were sitting down in a diner deli kind of deal, just eating their lunch with their coworkers, and this mob got it in their head that these looked like undercover or off-duty feds, and they dragged them out of there and beat the crap out of them. You know, within an inch of their life, the guy stood up and started stumbling over. It seemed like he had probably a head injury, and turned out that guy was actually one of them. He was in the rapid response anti-ICE signal group chat. And you can hear them shouting that, a small faction of the mob shouting, "He's one of us, he's one of us," after this guy's already been brutally attacked. Now, what's interesting is the sheriffs intervened. You never see sheriffs in the city enforcing the law, but because MPD wouldn't, the sheriffs took it upon themselves to come downtown and rescue people.
Yeah, and I want to show this here, too, like what happened. If you guys roll clip 11, you can just you don't have to roll it with sound or anything. Just roll clip 11 and then clip 9 too. I mean, there's a lot of clips that happened from down there, and I mean, you can see the pushing and the shoving, and I mean, he was trapped in this corner out there, which is a really bad spot. I don't know why he. And again, I'm not blaming him by any means. That's just from a tactical standpoint. That is just a really bad idea. You're not going to get me to stand in a corner like that. when I go outside and do any sort of reporting. But he shouldn't have to go out there and think that he's going to be killed by these people. But that's how it is. I mean, that Minneapolis is a different animal. They know they're going to get away with it. And I want to jump to also clip 7, guys. Roll this one with sound. It's very important that this one. This is the leftist terrorist came up to this guy. It was a patriot that was wearing an American flag hoodie, and they threatened him with physical harm if he didn't take it off. Roll clip number 7, guys.
Take it off. He gave you a chance. There you go. I got you. You're good.
Get your ass up out of here.
Drop the keys. Get the keys. Drop it.
And I'm going to be totally honest with you, man. Like, I get it. I get why this guy took the hoodie off. You would have to kill me before I would take it off. That's just same. My opinion. I am not going to take it off because these terrorists tell me to. Not a chance in hell. But even absolutely. After that happened, clip number 10, guys, you can roll that one. This happens every single time, Cam, where they call the police, you know, hours beforehand. And it starts, a riot starts up, people start, they start trying to kill us, and they brutally injure people. And then MPD will show up when everything is winding down and everybody is going home and all the injuries are already had, and we get this close to somebody being killed once again. I mean, am I wrong there? Is this not the trend? Like, what are they doing here? What is the
point? Look at them. They're walking down the street with their thumbs in their butts, wondering where everybody is. They all left. Like, this is after all the violence happened. There's nothing going on here. And this is really the theme. Like, Jacob Frey should be in jail. This is the theme, is again and again and again, something terrible happens in Minneapolis. But if MPD had been present doing their jobs, it wouldn't have happened. Renee Nicole Good would be alive today if MPD did their jobs, if MPD was ensuring that citizens were not illegally intervening with federal investigations and federal law enforcement actions, she would not have been able to get that close to an ICE agent, and she would be alive today. But they don't do their jobs repeatedly and incessantly. And because of that, all of this is happening.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't rely on these guys at all. You and I have both called the police multiple times, and I was surprised to find out or remember or be reminded that the event with the Jeep happened earlier this week. It wasn't even a week ago when this whole—I mean, it's been chaos for the entire week. And we'll talk more about that here right after the break, if you don't mind, because I want to get into that a little, because you were there with me when this whole thing happened. You were part of it. We'll roll this clip with sound after the break. So stick with us. We'll be right back with Cam Higby. Appreciate you being here. And we'll keep on showing you the chaos that's going on out here in Minneapolis right after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries.
and it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers on it, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. And now for InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
All right. And guys, welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. We're back again with Cam Higby. Appreciate you taking the time out of your day when you really, you could be out there standing in the, I think we're up to, are we up to 5 degrees now? 5 degrees. So thank you for making the sacrifice of staying in the warm with us today.
Of course.
So as you very well know, I don't have to explain this to you, and I probably don't have to explain it to a lot of the audience, but earlier this week, I believe it was Monday, we were just out just documenting what was going on out on the streets in front of the federal facility. I wasn't talking to anybody at all. I was just there, just existing, as were you. I think you were live streaming at the time. And if you haven't seen Cam's live streams, you definitely need to go check them out, because they're very good. I don't know how they don't just follow you and beat you to death every time. Like, all they have to do is look at your live stream. But I want to play this video through of us earlier this week. We were in our car because it's cold out, and we're monitoring from our vehicle. Well, they find out that we're sitting there in the car. And they decide that they're going to surround us because this leftist asswipe named, Mercado? Who really knows? Kind of an irrelevant guy. It says that, Nick Sorter, he just hit a woman and was trying to, like, incite a riot against us. And I want to show everybody how this went down. We had called the police. We had told them very straight up after the car was surrounded that if you guys do not respond, we're going to have to just go. if they try to disable the vehicle or they break the windows, we're going to have to go. So I want to roll this clip in its entirety with sound if we can, because it shows you how the situation progresses. You can hear the windows start to break and what makes me have to go. They tried to have me arrested for this right here. Take a look, guys.
Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
So that was a hell of a moment that I'll definitely never forget. I would say Cam probably won't forget it either. But, I mean, man, you can see in the video, and you had your own angle as well. We were both recording the whole thing because we knew what they were going to try to do is they were going to call the police and say that, you know, we were just running down protesters all willy-nilly, you know, innocent, peaceful protesters, which wasn't the case at all. What actually happened?
I mean, I was recording, honestly, I thought they were going to kill us, so I was trying to create evidence. I mean, it was terrifying. We, like you said, we were bouncing between the Jeep and outside. We would go out when federal agents would line up outside the facility to catch the clashes between them and the protesters. And that was really all we were doing. You got physically attacked twice during that. And then we would go back to the Jeep, not talking to anybody, not engaging with anybody. You can see even here, we're not engaging with anybody. We're not shouting back at them. We're not even looking at them. We're just sitting there waiting to figure out how to get out of the situation. This is a much longer situation than even the video shows. The video shows right when we first went through the crowd, but we sat there for like 20 minutes with this mob surrounding the vehicle, calling 911, trying to figure out what we're going to do. And also they blocked us with their vehicles from the front and the back, just like Renee Nicole Good did with those ICE officers. They pulled in one car from the back, which is what basically I looked at you and I'm like, we need to reposition this vehicle. And then you did. And they pulled a car out in front of us and we're like, okay, this is getting really bad. They started blocking the car with their bodies. We call 911. We're like, we need troops, or not troops, you know, units here now. Or we're
going to
have to drive.
Well, we need troops too. That would be nice.
Troops, that'd be nice. Yeah. Troops would be nice as well. And, you know, we had to drive through the crowd. And now they accuse us of, they say we broke the windows when we got to Eagan Police Department, which is obviously not true. You can hear the windows break in the video. And then what's even more interesting is your video, it's kind of hard to see in your video because you were driving, but we're going like 60 miles per hour and another car darts out right in front of us. If Nick wasn't such a good emergency driver, we would have T-boned that car and we might have died. They probably would have died, but Nick jumped up on the snowbank and evaded that car. That was the third car that tried to block us. And you can see it just coming up right here in the video. This one right here jumps right out in front of us, and there it is in front of us. Super dangerous situation. We fled straight to a police department.
Yeah, but well, you know, we also had to – and the reason that I got so good at driving evasively in this Jeep is because this was the third time that I had to do this to run away from people that were following me. So, I mean, I had gotten used to evasive maneuvers in it and knew what it was capable of. But, you know, we ran to a police department that wasn't in Minneapolis, and it wasn't even in Hennepin County, because we just could not rely on them to come and help us. We had to leave the county to go find somebody that would protect us from people that were either chasing us or these, and they will chase you. Like I said, they've done it two other times to me, and you don't know what they're going to do, because even if they start chasing and I call the police, in Minneapolis, they're just not going to respond regardless. It's like, Yeah, okay, call me after you've been, you know, sliced open or shot.
And well, here's another interesting thing. If you remember when we got to Eagan Police Department just south, they phoned over to MPD, Minneapolis Police Department, and asked them if they'd like to take a statement from us about the damage to the vehicle and the assaults that occurred and the whole thing. And MPD basically said, file a report online. We only respond to active threats.
But they don't even do that. So, I mean, that was just a brazen lie. They tell you that they're going to respond, and they'll just leave you hanging there, which is what they did to me, I think, the first night that I was out. I think it was the night of the shooting when they just there was a mob surrounding me as I'm walking down the road. I had two security guards, which wasn't nearly enough, and they kept telling me that, well, we're coming, we're coming, we're coming. I was only a couple of miles from downtown Minneapolis. You're telling me you don't have any officers that can get here? It takes 20 minutes, and then they call me back and say, no, we're not responding. We're not coming.
They did the same thing.
You're on your own. I was the
wrong mob. And that's exactly what they did in that clip you showed of MPD showing up after the riot. They say they only respond to active threats, but they will stall until the threat is over so that they don't have to respond, right? They'll pretend they're coming. Like, I got stalked downtown Minneapolis, and they were inciting a mob against me and physically assaulting me. And I called MPD before I was even being assaulted and said, this guy's stalking me, trying to incite a mob against me. They're like, meet us over here. I had to, like, evade the mob, so I had to go a significant distance away. And by the time I got there, I'm approaching this intersection they told me to meet them at. And I called them again, and I'm like, hey, I'm approaching the intersection with a mob, and there is no police officers here. Where are they? And they go, oh, we ended the call. The call's off. Nobody's coming. And I'm like, okay.
Well, they wouldn't even respond when I got that chick out of the vehicle that was trying to run into the building. They sent a social worker instead about an hour later. But Cam Higbee, we really appreciate you being here, man. Where do people find you?
You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on X, Instagram. It's just at Cam Higbee on everything. CamHigby.
Easy enough. All right. Stay warm out there. I guess I'll see you in a bit, because neither of us are going anywhere anytime soon. So we'll be right back. InfoWars Sunday Briefing.
When RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our Methylene Blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No, what?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost, like, feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in, and it, like, instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt, like, instantly, like, I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to, like, 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. It gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow.
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep. which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene Blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain, okay. So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Tim Walz and Mayor Fry, who's out here, who's basically an honorary Somalian. It's pretty pathetic mayor out. I mean, Mayor Soyboy would be a much more accurate thing to call this guy. I mean, absolute cuck. It's gotten to the point, and I had been told this earlier this week, you know, after my car was attacked and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage was done to it. It was a rental car. And I brought it back to the rental car company that I got it from. And the guy had told me there that I wasn't the first one of the day to come by with a rental car that was destroyed. Not even the first civilian that had come by that day. Multiple other people before me, private citizens, had come and had to return the vehicle because they were attacked by these Nimrods and degenerate rioters in the streets because they thought they were ICE or something. And people said, no way, that didn't happen. Come on, man. Like, don't lie to us like that. There's plenty of proof that that's happening out here. And now we have Commander Bovino actually is confirming the same thing. Him and I had not talked about that. That's not like, I didn't even tell him that. And it's clip number 13. All these people, private vehicles of private citizens being destroyed, essentially, by anti-ICE rioters out here. Clip number 13.
Anarchists, and I'm calling them anarchists now. These anarchists, these rioters, these bad people that wish to harm law enforcement are now harming American citizens. Those vehicles you mentioned that were vandalized, they've also, we've received reports, vandalized indiscriminately many vehicles in those hotel parking lots. They don't care if it's government vehicles, and then they happen to get several vehicles of American citizens, innocent civilians, they don't care. And we're seeing that now. We're hearing reports from the police that's happening, throwing nails out in parking lots where our government vehicles are not even located. They don't care. So these anarchists truly do not, go towards federal law enforcement only. If you get wrapped up in this and you're mom, pa, America, and you get wrapped up and they even think you're law enforcement, then You're getting it also, and that's a big problem. I think that should probably wake some people up as to the depth and the scope of these anarchists.
Yeah, and of course, it's just not going to wake anybody up. I mean, the anarchists don't care. The anarchists don't care. They don't care if they're affecting you. I mean, if you, in reality, if you drive it, typically government vehicles tend to be pretty nice vehicles, Suburbans, Wagoneers, things of that nature. And so if they happen to destroy a Wagoneer or a Suburban or a Tahoe of some innocent civilian out there, well, they must be rich anyway, so they deserve their vehicle to be torched, the tires slashed, all the windows broken, and all the equipment looted from the inside. And Tim Walz and Mayor Fry could be doing things about this. They could be doing stopping the impeding of ICE that's going on out there. But unfortunately, they are complicit in it. I want to play the most recent clip. This just came out. This was from this morning. Actually, this afternoon, right before the show started. This is of a DHS agent who just went off on anarchists. That's what we're going to... I'm not going to use the word protester with them. I just can't, because that's not what they're doing. These are anarchists. He went off on them because the ICE was out this morning trying to catch a child sex offender, and these rioters were stopping them from doing so by honking and blowing the whistle and such. Roll that latest clip, guys.
We're here to arrest a child sex offender. And you guys are out here honking.
We're not honking.
Vehicle right there is honking and impeding our investigations while we're trying to arrest a child sex offender. That's who you guys are protecting. Insane. My word's not for you. My word is not for you. I don't have this word. It's insane how you can be honking.
Yeah, and I mean, how... This could all be very easily ended, okay? Because when I was in New Orleans, even me, like, I was... I had approval to be trailing ICE vehicles and such. Like, they knew I warned them in advance that I was going to be doing it. You know, the Border Patrol vehicles and such that were down there during the operation in that area. And the reason I wasn't able to do that effectively is because they, the police, especially the state police, were enforcing traffic laws down there. So these people up here, they have been given basically a pass to run red lights, to speed, to pass school buses around blind corners in the snow to keep up with ICE and Border Patrol agents who have lights and sirens and are allowed to break traffic laws. And they've been trained on how to drive in that fashion. These people have no such training. They don't really have any. They don't have any training in life, even these radical left anarchists that are out here on the streets. And but Minneapolis police, the state police, have been told to not bother them. No matter, doesn't matter. Are they running red lights in the middle of neighborhoods with single family homes at 80 miles an hour? Ah, fine, it's okay. They're just protesting. That's what Tim Walz and Mayor Fry say. But luckily, things are about to change for them. They might be very soon facing an indictment, because they're now under federal investigation by the DOJ for conspiracy to obstruct ICE. Clip number 17.
Breaking tonight, Fox News confirms the Justice Department is investigating Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry for allegedly impeding law enforcement efforts on the ground, again confirming that DOJ investigation. Progressive Democrats, meantime, were in Minneapolis today rallying around protesters claiming the Trump administration is to blame for the chaos. The remarks from Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Pramila Jayapal come after another night of disorder in Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic, and I mean, it's very obvious that I don't have this pulled up. I can't really do a full screen on this one, but there was an email sent to all Minneapolis employees on Friday, and this is verified here by Alpha News in the area, the only real news outlet here in Minneapolis. telling city workers in Minneapolis that, quote, the city is working with protesters within the city to help them track ICE operations. This seems like they are complicit in helping impede ICE agents. Would they like it if we impeded and told people where Minneapolis police officers were trying to do their work? This seems like it is an insurrection. That's what a tipster said that put this email out there, that screenshotted it. A city employee screenshotted this email talking about where the city admits to tracking reports of ICE activity and working with community groups to share accurate information and resources. There's an actual email over it from the city to city employees going over that. I'll share that on my X account just so you people can actually read it, because we don't have the full screen graphic up because I just am doing this off the cuff and didn't send it over to the great team over at InfoWars prior to going live here. They've admitted to it. I mean, they're guilty as hell. They are guilty as hell of impeding ICE, conspiring to impede ICE operations. And a grand jury has already sent then subpoenas for information. So this is moving very quickly. This isn't just like a criminal referral or an investigation on its own. A grand jury has already sent subpoenas. So we're going to be seeing something very soon on this. They're going to have to turn over these records, and it's very likely that in the state of Minnesota. Now, Minnesota, the federal district of Minnesota, is the entire state of Minnesota. That is the federal district out here. So if Tim Walz and Mayor Fry were to be charged with a federal crime, they would be tried by a jury of what is otherwise a very, a pretty bright red state. So there's actually a very good chance of seeing an indictment here over the next week or so. So don't sleep on this one, guys. I'm telling you, you're gonna be pleasantly surprised. That grand jury has already voted to send subpoenas, so it's not like it's a far leftist grand jury. But we might still be here next week, who knows? But I appreciate you joining me here in the People's Republic of Minneapolis. InfoWars Sunday briefing with Nick Sorter. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock. We'll be right back.